This is Gohan from Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds podcast.
You absolute idiot. I thought the Halo beta that was on was only PC.
No, it's Xbox too.
Yeah, I didn't know that, so I didn't even bother signing up. And I just been watching everyone play it. Like, God, I wish this was me. And I could have done it the whole time.
I signed up for that X Defiant.
You're listening to episode 89 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast, the week of August 1st, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. Dill, you had a great week playing Splitgate.
I did have a good week playing Splitgate, besides the long queue times.
Is that your new game?
Hour and a half. I don't know if I call it my new game, but it's
you said 14 hours already.
It's definitely something to play. Well, 4 hours of that is queue time, so.
We took a week off so you could beat Final Fantasy IX, so that's great.
Definitely completed. Easily. I actually beat that the other day. I just forgot to screenshot it.
I'll send that to you later. Yeah. Thursday. Splitgate, it's free to play now. You said it's one of our
supposedly August 23rd.
Do you believe that date with everything going on?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, the beta still goes. And that when you get into the queue, you have, I think...
I mean, describe it a little bit. Just
well, it literally just, your screen will just flash and just be like, logging in. Nope, can't log in. But once you get in, I don't know if it's... It's either like 9 or like 12. You get like a certain amount of hours that you can stay on until you have to re-queue. I just leave my laptop on with the game.
Do you know why it became so popular quick? Like,
no idea.
Was it one big streamer who was like, hey, this is the game?
No idea.
Like,
I've had one source who's been hitting me up all week.
Yeah.
Just about like literally every day. Like, you know, every streamer that is known for Warzone, like Nick Merckx.
Yeah.
All these people.
That's what I was wondering.
Have been all off Warzone. Yep. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And he was like, half of these guys are playing Apex. I was like, I've never seen them stream Apex before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's dope. You know, fuck Warzone. Get them all over here.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, everyone's starting to play this. He's like, yo, you got to download this shit, Splitgate. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck
I'm
bro.
I'm trying to figure out.
He's the one who got me. I don't know how he heard about it, but he was like, it's like Halo with portals.
Yep.
He was like, you'll like it. He was like, trust me, download. I was like, all right.
I'm trying to figure out who the first person was that was like, hey, I'm going to stream this. And then everyone jumped ship.
Because
I know everyone's jumping ship on Blizzard Activision games right now for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So that's why I was trying to figure out, because I know Splitgate is blowing up big time, because it's like Among Us, where it's 2 years old, and all of a sudden now...
And it's still the beta.
Right.
And it still looks pretty solid. On my laptop, it looks good.
Right.
I've only had like three games that look bad. Three games were a little laggy, but...
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, it looks solid, too.
Well, and
most it's a little
time,
rough.
You play Battle Royale, so eight people in a lobby only must look incredible for you now.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, but like when you look at the enemies, like they're just straight red, like to me. Like when I see them, they're just red.
Oh, are you colorblind?
No, like that's what they look like. I don't think you see their skin in the game.
Oh, it probably makes it easier to render for you.
Well, yeah, because if everyone just had their suits on, you wouldn't know who the fuck team they're on.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think that's why, like, you only see them as red and they see you as blue.
I gotcha.
But like when you're in the lobby, that's when you see everyone's individual skins.
Yeah.
So like when I just see the red, I just go right at
it. But even when you see your teammates, are they just the all blue? Or are they their actual skin?
They might be just outlined in blue.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, it's weird because, like, I see their names, like, through walls and stuff. So, like, I already know when they're around because their name will be right there in blue. So, like, you already kind of know when they're around. But the map, like, I don't know if it's when someone shoots, but you kind of know when someone's around you because the map will, like, highlight an area.
Yeah.
Like, red.
Yeah.
So, you know someone's near you anyway.
Yeah.
And then once you see them, they're just bright red.
Yeah. And
you
they
just go to town
screen.
On them. Yeah.
And then we both played Pokemon Unite. What did you think of Pokemon Unite?
I mean, I took a dub in my first match. Game. You took a couple L's, if I remember correctly, in your first couple matches. And I was the MVP of the
which
team.
Which Pokemon did you pick for your
And I was the MVP
starter.
Of the team.
I was MVP for my first game, too. The first game is trash. After that, that's when the hard shit goes.
But
you
were MVP and still lost.
I was.
On some
game.
Jerry West shit.
You saw that, though, right? Like, my numbers were ridiculous.
I mean, I picked Charmander.
That's what I did. We're basic
Because,
bitches.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't impressed with everyone else. But I don't know. I feel like I might regret Charmander now.
Big time. Now that I'm further
The only
in
movie
it,
has that's good is that, like, Dash, whatever he does.
So, I don't know if you noticed this. When you level up, you get the choice between two different moves, and that's the move he gets for the game.
I don't even know how to pick the move.
Oh, all right. So when you're leveling up, what you got to do
I see it pop up, but I always click something, and it just disappears.
So that's where you get the choice. So you're probably just clicking immediately instead of reading the two.
I don't know how to – it said a symbol, but I couldn't – because my thing's configured differently.
No. So what it is when you level up, it's going to give you two moves most of the time. And when you're first starting, it's only giving you one. But after you hit a certain point, it's going to be two moves, and you hit either left or right on the D-pad.
All
right,
so, yeah. See, I was hitting, like, just A or B, whatever it is, and just clicking it, and it would just go.
So it was probably just confirming on whatever
it
was.
Because I kept clicking random shit, and nothing was doing what I thought. I didn't see the switch.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I don't know.
Like,
I never hit the D-pad, though.
I got Garvandor.
Yeah.
So, like, Ralts' first thing is teleport. Remember how you were saying it sucks when you're getting, like, three?
Oh, yeah. No,
like, gangbanged? Yeah, like. You die?
And then you enter the slow zone or whatever, and then you're really screwed. Yeah. And then freaking, I don't know if it might have been Machoke.
Yep.
Someone kept picking me up and like literally slamming me back.
So
I'd be running away.
It must
literally
be Machoke.
He'd freaking pick me up and slam me behind his head. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? And then eight guys would come up and just boom, 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 boom.
Did you know if you know how they have the tall grass?
Yeah.
Did you know if you stand in it, other people can't see you?
Oh, really?
Because it's like the tall grass in Pokemon.
Yeah.
So that's why. If you're walking, all of a sudden you get attacked out of nowhere. Everyone was hiding in the tall grass for you to come.
I just like to bully up on people, blow them up, and then go take that ball and just shing.
So that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. You're supposed to get the ball, bring it to the things.
Well, I was the MVP, so obviously I know what I'm doing.
You were MVP with 100 points, which is so trash. That is so
blah, blah, blah.
Have you fought Snorlax? Snorlax is the body slam where
I had a Machoke and a Snorlax in the same game, and they were literally just coming up to me together. I'd get body slammed, and then I'd get seismic tossed by freaking Machoke. It was ridiculous.
I'm telling you, when I picked.
Couldn't even run away.
With you, and it's horrible. I bought like other guys finally because
I'm thinking I'm Charizard.
Money.
I can fly away from these losers. No.
You know who's
I'm just on the ground.
Talonflame has the move. Fly where it actually puts him high and he can just go over everything.
Oh, see, that's
and
perfect.
Then he skydives to the ground and just obliterates everything. He has the like lowest amount of HP but does a ton of damage.
That's what I need, quick damage.
So that's when you pick your team, you'll notice like, oh, pick this guy and it'll give your team
But I only
synergy.
Have one guy.
So the way it works is if you don't own the cards because you have to buy the cards and that's how you permanently own them, they, like, every 6 hours give you temporary cards so you can pick other characters. Because if someone picks Charmander, you can't play as Charmander.
Oh, really?
So that way it's never like, oh, you don't have any of the Pokemon, you're out. They give you, like, temporary passes you can try.
Okay.
And then they just added the first new character to the game, Garvandor. Yep. So I bought, I'm saying that right? You know?
Garnivore?
Yeah, the Ralts.
Kirkula. Kirlia.
And then Garvandor.
Yeah, Garnivore.
And she's freaking gross.
Yeah, no, she's gross in the games, too.
Gross.
She's a fucking animal.
She has one called Psybeam, right?
Yeah, Psybeam. Classic move.
In the game, what it does is you pick, like, a circle, and wherever you put that circle, a ton of, like,
beams?
Psychic balls come and explode the thing and just do a ton of damage. Yeah, I had, like, a
that's
four
great when you
streak.
Got, like, four people just clumped up and boom!
And that's what and then you can use teleport and just get out of there.
Yeah, see, I need to... Yeah. I messed up using...
I did the same, though.
I should have chose a range character, like Pikachu.
So Charizard has the flamethrower attack.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like... He's not, like, impressive to me. Like,
yeah, it's. I agree. Like, I have kicked...
You have to be up close as hell to do damage with Charizard.
And you need you need to be paired up with, like, a Snorlax who's going to take the damage while you do the damage.
Because once they all turn to me, I'm just getting destroyed by three people at the same time.
Charizard does a ton of damage. He just has low health, so you die.
I feel like he doesn't even do that much damage, though, because I'd be hitting people. It'll do, like, a chunk, and then they'll hit me one time, and I'll lose half my bar. I'm like, what the...
Yeah,
I get seismic tossed by Machoke, and I'm almost dead. I'm like, why? And I'm hitting him with a flamethrower, Blast Bird, and then my special. He didn't even die from my special.
Do you know...
I hit him with the freaking...
Seismic toss? All right, I was going to say. All right, because you can use Charizard's special where he'll sit in the air, and he'll be...
And then
you can't hurt him. So you can just have him shoot fire, and then what you're supposed to do is wait till the last second.
And then
use
that,
the seismic.
Yeah, I just do it right away.
Oh,
and it does no damage.
That's because you're wasting the special.
It's all right. It was just a practice round, and I still took MVP.
I'm telling you, Venusaur.
Once I really know what I'm doing, watch.
Yeah, go for Venusaur. Use the solar beam. Takes up it's a line, just a straight line, that goes across the entire screen. You can be sniping people from, like, far back. I sit in the back with Venusaur, just snipe, and then I use... Venoshock or whatever, you know, that poison attack.
Yeah.
And it does the same. It puts a circle on the ground that if
just
they
poisons
stand
everyone
it,
there,
it
yeah.
just poisons the hell out of them. All right, let's take a short break and be back with the news. All right, back with the news. Quick news of the week: Dragon Ball Super Superhero receives its first teaser trailer unveiling the CG art style. The film is set to release in 2022. Have you seen it?
I've seen it, but I don't like that name of the movie.
I hate the name
That's
too,
so
right?
Stupid.
Isn't it? I feel like it definitely was supposed to be something else in the English translation.
Dragon Ball Super. Superhero. Like,
yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Bad choice.
The teaser trailer is
just
literally
freaking anime back.
It's not back yet?
No, it hasn't been back in like 2 years.
I don't know. Then it's well. The weird thing is too.
They got this whole new saga, the whole new story in the manga.
Yeah.
Like just
they're probably trying to wait until they get further ahead so
they
can
already have the full arc.
Yeah,
they could start it.
I don't know. I feel like. I might be on the wrong side here. I feel like the GT storyline was way better than the Super storyline. If you think about it,
if they made some of the GT stuff canon, I would have been lit. But I've been hearing rumors though that what is it, Pan?
Yep,
Gohan's daughter.
Yeah,
apparently
Pan.
In this movie she's gonna be older. From what I heard, she's gonna be like 10.
Well, she's 10 in the series, isn't she?
No, she's young. And like from Super, she's young. She's still a baby.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
GT,
I get you.
She's old.
Yeah.
But no,
that's what I. Okay.
Super, she's young.
Yeah, she was. She was only a baby in it.
I'm hearing she's old in this movie, which means we might get Teen Gohan and Teen. I mean, Teen Goten and Teen Trunks, which is technically not canon.
I'm so sick of like, because if you think about it, GT pretty much wrote out Goten. Like he's not really.
No, he was jacked.
Yeah, but he's not really in it until after they get back, and then it's the baby saga.
He's in it.
Well, if you remember, right, it's Goku, Pan, and Trunks who leave on a ship, and that's like the whole thing, trying to get the black Dragon Balls or whatever. And it's not until they come back with Baby, right?
Well,
they
fight Baby. He
takes
over Goten.
He's finally
back.
Yeah, that's when you
finally
see.
But then they even fight, what's his face, after that? They fight Omega Shenron.
Right.
They go through the Shenron series.
Even he, like...
I mean, yeah, they kind of rid him off a little bit, but he'd still come back and fight strong.
Yeah,
he was still
finally.
Jacked, but he was more. I mean, they made him more worried about getting girls in that.
Exactly, that's the thing because
he was supposed to go with them.
He
was still strong though.
He was like, I don't want to go. I have a date tonight.
And
Gohan
was like a little bit less than a bitch.
They made him a full bitch in GT.
I mean, he was.
And
right.
They made him a bitch in Super too. Made him a bitch.
Did we need the whole Kid Goku thing though?
Yeah, I hated the Kid Goku.
Did we need that?
No,
to fight Baby? Like,
agreed. I hate that.
I'm all down with the Super Saiyan 4 shit.
That
Omega
dope.
Shenron shit's dope.
Dope, yeah.
They bodied that dude.
I'm so sick of, like, you know, it's the meme that Dragon Ball Z just uses another Goku, and then they made a villain Goku in Super. Let's see. Chinese media giant Tencent has acquired Sackboy developer Sumo Group. So that's the company that makes the Little Big Planet.
Yep.
So not Sony. A different company bought them.
Yeah.
You know, this actual company is like buying everyone. They actually made Pokemon Unite, Tencent.
Oh, really?
They just own everyone. So everyone's a little worried that this Chinese superpower is buying all these companies. I don't think it matters. In fact, everyone lists them as like the Sackboy and Little Big Planet. But they make so much more. Like they've made Crackdown 3, which was an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
They make like a ton of games. And it doesn't mean Sony can't work with them anymore either. It's just, Tencent's going to get some money from it now. Warner Bros. Announces they plan on producing 10 films exclusively for HBO Max in 2022. I think they kind of have to, especially with theaters opening up and they're no longer doing the same day as the theaters. Although they are until the end of this year, I believe, right? Because Space Jam was still same day.
Yep.
Did you see Space Jam?
I have not seen it.
Yeah, don't waste your time. Ratchet and Clank outfits are coming to Fall Guys. Earn Ratchet in-game during the events between July 26th and August 1st. Earn Clank in-game during the events August 6th through the 15th. Dead game.
First Fall Guys news I've heard.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, so we're still waiting for, because again, it's supposed to be coming to Xbox and Switch.
Dead game.
And it was supposed to come summer, and then it got delayed.
Dead.
I agree that it's dead now. I think when it finally comes to other consoles.
Dead.
I hope not. I like the idea.
Ratchet and Clank outfits aren't enough.
I don't think so either.
Back.
No, I don't think so either. Horizon Zero Dawn's Aloy will be coming to Genshin Impact. She will be free to all PS4 and PS5 users who log in after the 2.1 update. This is the first guest character to Genshin Impact. That's that like anime Breath of the Wild game.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you haven't tried it yet. It's free on PC.
Same source about Splitgate told me to play that too. And
I heard it's really
good. He
likes
it. So.
Yeah. I heard it's really good.
Yeah, no, I'm not putting my time into that.
Well, it's a gacha game, too, so you're going to put a ton of money, I bet, into
Battle Royales only.
Kena Bridge of Spirits has been delayed until September 21st, 2021. It had a August 24th, 2021 release date. Prior to that, though, it was supposed to be a launch title for the PS5, so it's been delayed a shit ton.
Launch title.
Right, like, so it wasn't Deathloop, and look where Deathloop's at.
Friggin' MC's got a PS5 now.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
For what?
He was like,
what?
I played a little bit of the Spider-Man game. I really liked it.
Oh,
you a-hole.
Yeah, he's going to play it for 2 hours and drop it.
Yeah, that thing's never going to be touched again.
Metacritic scores of the week: Crisis Tales. This has a Metascore of 73, user score of 8.4. Death's Door on Xbox Series X/S and PC, Metascore of 85, user score of 8.1. Everyone says this is a dark horse right now for Game of the Year. I think it's just because it's been a shit year of games. I still think Ratchet and Clank is going to win Game of the Year right now.
Yeah, because they got nothing to go up against.
Right. It's the like most. Well, it's got Returnal.
I would never vote for Ratchet and Clank.
Returnal is there. I'm trying to think. It's really just PS5 games right now. Until Halo there isn't comes out.
A lot of.
Ghost of Tsushima is getting the DLC PS5 version.
I don't count it.
Death Stranding's getting the director's cut.
Stop it.
Pokemon Unite has a meta score of 72, user score of 4.8.
Very low.
Do you think it's a 4.8, though?
I mean, it was all right. I didn't mind it.
I think it's because it's like the free-to-play and there's nothing really to it.
Yeah, I mean, still. If you're going to give it a low score, like, I'd give it like a 6.5. If you're going to go low.
That's why I never care about the scores.
Who gives it a 4.8? That's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. There's definitely more games that deserve a 4.8.
4.8 to me reads unplayable.
Yeah, like just, no, I'm not touching. That's like Cyberpunk first launch PS4. That's a 3.8. Yeah. That's a 4.8. You can't even play it.
So I have some news stories I didn't grab an article for, just a quick. The Halo Infinite beta was this weekend. It has pretty good reception. I've seen a bunch of people playing it. I was an asshat. I didn't know
you
it was on the Xbox.
Yeah, you were just a burnout.
I didn't sign up for it thinking it was only PC.
Yeah, Xbox's biggest title isn't going to be...
A beta preview.
That makes sense.
I know. I'm an asshat.
You're an a-hole.
Horizon Forbidden West has officially been delayed, but it's not official.
You gotta get in the queue.
This is there's Sony's big like winter game. It was Horizon Forbidden West, delayed until 2022 now.
Yeah, like we said.
Have we not been saying this since day one? Everyone's like,
someone can go back probably episode 84.
We said it every day.
84, 85, 86, 82.
Yep.
Probably 78.
Yep.
That this game was not coming out until 2022.
Right. It's you know when they had that Sony State of Play only focusing on this game and they still couldn't give you a date. And said, we're aiming for 2021. That's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, we called that.
Yeah, and then Nintendo promises further content updates to Animal Crossing New Horizons. This is because they sold 30 million copies and people are pissed that they haven't updated the game. It's just like they haven't had a meaningful update in so long now.
Maybe they will now.
They have to. Even if it's paid DLC, like you're going to make a shit ton of money from it. 30 million
copies
sold.
People still paying for extra shit in this game. I still see people talking about it.
Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
Oh, I still want any excuse to go back to it. It's just right now there's no point.
People still talk about it.
Yeah. All right, first big news story of the week. Lawsuit filed against Activision Blizzard for harassment and discrimination against women. This is by Marie DeLisandre on gamesindustry.biz. The California Department of Fair Employment and Housing has filed a lawsuit against Activision Blizzard for violations of the state's civil rights and equal pay laws regarding its treatment of women. The lawsuit is the result of a 2-year investigation into the studio by the state agency. Bloomberg reported and describes Activision Blizzard's alleged frat boy culture a breeding ground for harassment and discrimination against women. The lawsuit describes an atmosphere where women have to continually fend off unwanted sexual comments and advances by their male coworkers and are being groped at what the document describes as cube crawls. In the office, the women are subjected to cube crawls in which many males drink copious amounts of alcohol as they crawl their way through the various cubicles in the office and often engage in inappropriate behavior towards female employees. The lawsuit reads, male employees proudly come into work hungover, play video games for long periods of time during work while delegating their responsibilities to female employees, engage in banter about their sexual encounters, talk openly about female bodies, and joke about rape. The document goes on explaining the tragic consequences of this alleged constant sexual harassment, with female employee dying by suicide during a business trip with a male supervisor who had brought butt plugs and lubricant with him. The DPFEH reports that the numerous complaints were made to HR and management, including to Blizzard Entertainment's J. Allen Brack, to no avail. Employees were further discouraged from complaining as human resource personnel were known to be close to alleged harassers. The lawsuit says, as a result, these complaints, female employees were subjected to retaliation during, but not limited to, being deprived of work on projects, unwillingly transferred to different units, and selected for layoffs. The lawsuit also highlights a pay gap between gender across all roles and seniority levels. So it just keeps going on and on. It's obviously disgusting.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
That's real bad.
It's like you were saying, you know, streamers are pulling, you know, from playing.
Literally everyone.
Everyone. For a good reason, right?
Oh, like, gotcha.
There's no way you want to support a company
this
like
this. Fucking, this is the craziest thing I've heard all week.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, if only one of these things were true, it would be bad. The fact that it's multiple things like this. There was also a high-end executive who was so known for touching women inappropriately and making inappropriate jokes that they called his office the Cosby Suite.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then they tried saying that the reason they called it the Cosby Suite wasn't anything to do with the rape allegations, but instead the fact that his office was decorated in, like, monotone colors as if it was, like, Cosby's sweater. You know, and that was
That's a reach.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Right. And even to the point, Kotaku released an article this week where it was like him and a bunch of other male executives holding up a photo of Cosby and posing with. So they were very well aware of
what the fuck is going on at this place.
Right.
If my job, like what it says right here, male employees proudly coming to work, coming over, play video games for long periods of time. If I could come in and just play video games. Who screws this up with this kind of nonsense?
Dude, what
the frick are you doing in your life
that
you do with,
like,
cube crawls?
Well, they would come in, play games because they would give their work to female workers. And
but if I could do my work and play games?
Yeah. It's,
if you could sit at your job and play games and not get in trouble, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Who came up with these cube crawls?
That
is so fucked.
Right?
Like, I'm so confused.
Well, that's why. So we have.
Who goes on a business trip and brings butt plugs and lubricant?
And then the girl killed herself.
How do you even escape that news?
Exactly.
That company should have been shut down immediately.
Right.
And that guy should have been hung.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, what the fuck?
Even my brother, who plays World of Warcraft, which is one of their games, right? Texted me. He was like, I immediately undownloaded the game. I'm completely done with it. I'm all set. Like, I'm not playing with this company at all. This is the company that has Call of Duty, Crash Bandicoot, Guitar Hero, Skylanders, Spyro the Dragon, Tony Hawk, Diablo, Hearthstone, Heroes of Storm, Overwatch, StarCraft, Warcraft, and the Candy Crush. Like, these are big names.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's this going to do to the Overwatch?
That's what... Oh, dude, it's fucked. Like, think about it. Everyone was playing Warzone and Call of Duty, and everyone... All the streamers are pulling from it. Big, like you said, Nick Merckx. Tim the Tapman.
Yeah, people that like never play Apex products.
Right.
Like,
big, large-scale media gaming companies.
That just
companies,
took Overwatch right out of competitive gameplay and just threw it right in the trash.
Oh, man. Yeah, and Overwatch had already had its own problems with the, a lot of the big-name Overwatch competitive players have been getting called out for, like, sexual harassment themselves. So this is already another one of those avenues being, you know, just blasted to the universe. I think you have to basically clean house and get rid of all management. You know what? Like, there's no...
At this point, all males.
Yeah.
Like, fucking literally take them out.
It's true.
Like you guys are all sickos.
Yeah.
I don't even care if you guys... None of you guys were involved. Every single one of you out.
Yeah.
Out.
You really
all
have
new
to.
Males right back in here. And if they're fucking weirdos, goodbye.
Yeah, it's... And like they
first
said,
of all, HR, goodbye.
100%. That's
goodbye.
What I was about to say.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing in that position if you're not there to help people when they come to you anonymously or in person?
Well, I don't think HR is, like, as awful as it sounds, HR is ever there to help you. I think it's just to, like, basically, if you have a problem, try to fix it so you don't sue.
Well, that's their job is to fucking...
Yeah.
If you're an HR for a company like that, you should be caring about your female employees. I'm sorry.
Well, and we've had, like, I was... talking to you before we started this, it's just slow news week the last 2 weeks. I think it's because of this. No one wants to release news with this going on because there's no way you can topple this. This is like the craziest thing I've heard.
Yeah,
you know, right. Ubisoft is having similar situation with this where, you know, people are coming out at Ubisoft saying like, hey, the work environment there sucks too.
Jesus Christ. I don't even...
And then the other thing, so large gaming media companies are coming out saying, hey, we're no longer covering Activision Blizzard games until we see, like, an actual...
Yeah,
the
only big fucking change.
The only problem I have with that is technically streamers and gaming media, they make their money from covering.
Yeah.
Where these companies are just still going to release their games and make money and be fine.
Yeah.
So it sucks because it's like, really, you're hurting yourself, but you're doing it in a noble way. Like, I accidentally...
Well, I don't know who's playing fucking Activision games now.
12-year-olds who don't really know about this going on and don't care, it's still going to be, like, the biggest game, you know? Once the new Call of Duty gets announced, it's unfortunately probably going to
be... I've been hearing rumors that Modern Warfare 3 is the next remaster.
Dude, they... you've been screaming, right? I want.
Yeah. Why give me Modern Warfare 3 when you can give me Modern Warfare 2?
Right.
Why?
So what if now they pivot to this? To
that might be the only thing that saves them.
But
now it's like I'm conflicted.
Exactly.
I mean, I wasn't playing Warzone anyway, so I'm not that mad about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm still mad about it, but I'm not. I subconsciously must have known something was going on at this office, and that's probably why I stopped playing Warzone.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's where I'm saying
it was something
saying.
Connection, some type of connection.
That's why it sucks
mentally.
I'm sure you knew.
I must have subconsciously knew.
I 100%, I guarantee it, as awful as it sounds to, every other company is just like this. I guarantee it, and that's the disgusting world we live in.
Well, if they are, and this is blowing up like this, I guarantee we'll start seeing more companies shit on.
I hope so. That's what they need. They need to be brought into light and then beaten with a stick with it.
It's ridiculous.
It's bad. I'm telling you, though, like, again, media companies saying they're no longer covering games. They're going to stop until it hurts them too much, and then they're just going to go right back to covering their games, and they're just going to put like a little blurb at the bottom of the thing that says, you know, with the pending allegations going on, remember that they're a shitbag company. Because at the same time, it's like a double-edged sword. You're hurting yourself by not covering
it.
Because you need the clicks to fuel you.
Yeah.
And then streamers need their games because, as awful as it sounds, Warzone is still probably like the biggest game.
Probably, I mean, it was.
Right.
Not if everyone's swapping over to Apex now.
That's
Apex might take over. And Apex
know.
Is always, everyone says Apex is literally number two on the list for most fun and most competitive.
Apex will be number one on the list until the new Call of Duty gets announced, and that, you know, like.
But multiplayers can only go so far. Unless if they add a Battle Royale, maybe. But
well, they won't add a new Battle Royale.
Yeah, they'll just update
the
Warzone,
yeah.
Which I'm not interested in.
Right. I'm not interested in anything this company has.
I would love a Battle Royale in that old Modern Warfare 2 style.
See, you're like, I'm done with this company, but if...
But I love Modern Warfare 2, I can't.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Where it's like, what do...
But I'm done with this company. End of the day.
It's kind of like a tough thing, because it's like, really, I personally believe it's mostly management, you know, who's a bunch of dickbags. And then you have, you know, probably people who have been programming who have nothing to do with it and working their nuts off to get this game out. And then
it must suck for the people that don't fuck up in the office. But
right. And as awful sounds, that percentage is probably lower than the amount of assholes there. So
it's collateral.
It's what do you do? What do you do, honestly?
If I'm one of those people that didn't do anything wrong and I'm finding out that some of the people
I'm
I work with, I'm fucking going somewhere else.
I'm jumping ship.
Like,
yep. Yeah.
Immediately.
But how do you tell them to do that during COVID?
I know. I mean, it's not the best time
right
now, but...
Yeah. No,
if you're that good, someone will...
Yeah.
Someone will... Someone... Some rival place would have wanted you already, so...
That's why I applaud anyone who's like, I'm done with it, but I can also... If you're a content creator, like, if that's your game and you have to play it, I get it, and I don't... But as long as you're just
I mean,
vocal,
you can still play it and still hate it.
Exactly. And be vocal, like, hey, this company sucks, and I'm not happy with them.
Yeah. You gotta let it be known.
Next news story, Portal Shooter Splitgate 1.0 launch delayed to August as devs receive $10 million to fix congested servers. So this is probably
that's why you're in the
big news
queue.
To you, right?
Yeah.
By Jeremy Winslow and GameSpot.com, Splitgate, the free-to-play Portal Shooter from developer 1047 Games, has had its official 1.0 launch delayed into August so the team can work on server capacity after receiving $10 million from a venture capital firm. The game has exploded its popularity this month despite being on the market since May 2019. 1047 Games turned Splitgate into a cross-play, cross-gen title on July 13th, and in 14 days since, over 2 million people downloaded. So that's why. It went cross-play and cross-gen in the last couple weeks,
so it
brought it to more people.
Yep.
This surge in players caused widespread server issues, with many unable to get into the matches because Splitgate's servers were reportedly always filled. 1047 Games tweeted on July 22nd, the current server capacity is only capable of handling 65,536 concurrent players. Optimization is futile at this point. As a result, Splitgate's 1.0 launch will miss its July 27 release date. It's now targeting a drop sometime in August, so 1047 Games can have more time to address the server issues. Venture capital firm Human Capital has injected $10 million in cash into the developer to help them access the engineering and support necessary to scale the backend and Bluster server infrastructure. Splitgate will remain in open beta until its 1.0 release, though some of the planned launch content will drop on July 27th as scheduled. This includes 3 new maps, more customization options, mouse and keyboard support. Oh, so it doesn't even do mouse and keyboard yet.
It does now. No.
Oh, okay. An FOV slider on consoles and customizable controller
layouts. That must have just been added July 27th.
Gotcha. Oh, all right, yeah, yeah.
So literally, like, I played. I think I started playing it the 29th. Or the
30th, so you already
so
had
I was, like,
a,
right
yeah.
there.
Splitgate is an arena shooter where players launch wormhole portals to transverse tight corridors and open chambers to get the drop on enemies. It combines elements of Quake and Portal into a familiar shooter experience with a sci-fi twist, mirroring the legs of Halo and Titanfall franchises. Splitgate is available for free on PC, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X/X. So you've been playing it.
I have been.
So obviously, like, everyone jumping ship on Activision Blizzard games.
Yep.
This is a new viable option for them.
Yep.
But also, like we just said, it went cross-play and cross-gen.
Big surge.
Yeah. 65,000 players only is, like, it sounds low, but that's still, like, a
no,
decent amount.
That's low.
It is, but you have to remember, this game has been out since 2019. They've never had that
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, no, that's I didn't even know it was out that long.
And it's a dev team of literally, like, four guys.
They're probably used to having, like, 10,000 people play.
That's, they've said it, where they've had days where it's just, like, hundreds. Yeah. Not 10,000,
yeah.
hundreds.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, overnight, they've even talked about it, the growth percentage is way higher than Among Us, which Among Us was enormous.
And which, yeah, that blew up quick.
So, I imagine...
I hadn't even heard of it until he hit me up and was like, yo...
Yeah,
download this game. He's like, I'm loving it right now. I was like, well, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'd never heard of it in my life.
Yeah,
but he just said it's like Halo and you shoot portals and shit. I was like, it sounds dope.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's and like you said, there's no battle royale, so it's a different type of audience too.
Yep.
Like, if you're done playing battle royale for a little bit and you need something else to jump into,
and you don't want
to
play a multiplayer like COD,
right?
That's the only other multiplayer that really is like that.
Well, Apex just got its
yeah.
kind of battle arena. Mode.
Still not.
That
it's,
just
it's,
got ranked too.
Yeah, yeah, it did. But it's still it. It's that's not like another good
yep.
shooter multiplayer that you could play.
Right.
That's popular like Call of Duty.
Well, and let me know if you think this is correct. Apex was designed with battle royale in mind. So when you put it in,
it
arena,
was only a battle royale.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you put it into or you tried
the
to,
arena is almost literally just like a search and destroy.
Yep.
That's it. There's no. It's not like. You know, you die once, you die.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you play three rounds and
see,
that's it.
See, that's what...
It's literally search and destroy.
Respawn.
And it was good, but, like, that's what I mean. If they had a multiplayer where you could respawn like
yeah.
that, almost
like a deathmatch.
Even if you do a three-on-three the same way, and
yeah.
it, but it's team deathmatch, first team to 50.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
would be cool to respawn and go back in.
Right,
that's what I like.
Everyone's so used to dying and then waiting until...
Yeah, like, and then waiting, just watching someone else, because
yeah.
that's what you do.
Now
but that's why the arena didn't really do much for me.
Right,
it's fun.
Right,
but it's not.
But if you get,
I still
right in the
go
beginning?
Back to the battle royale because at least I have a chance to respawn if I die. If someone gets my banner,
that's true. Yes, yeah.
So at least I have a chance.
Yep.
I might be watching someone for a little bit,
but you can still get back.
If they don't get my banner, I'm out.
That's true. Do you see this as like an actual competitor to Halo and Call of Duty? And
I think
and
so.
Battlefield comes out
if,
this year too.
I mean, if I mean, I think it's pretty smooth right now anyway, but if they can just clean up some of the roughness,
yep.
I think it could compete.
Well, they just got
it's pretty
$10 million, dollars, right?
And they have a good amount of game modes
yep.
to keep you interested.
Dude, I want us to play T-Bag Confirmed.
We can play T-Bag Confirmed. I'm probably already in the queue. You didn't start your queue yet, so you're not even going to... You won't be until 9 o'clock.
That's the crazy... And
that's dude, it literally takes, you know, hour and a half. Depending on what time you go on. I don't know if the mornings are better, but... I don't know.
That's and again, it's awful because as soon as someone like Nick Merckx or Tim the Tatman hops on, those servers must be loaded.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, absolutely loaded to the point where, all right, now, like you said, how long did it take you when you were in the queue?
Over an hour.
Over an hour, yep.
Each time I played.
Yep. So, well, the same thing happened with Final Fantasy XIV. The servers were loaded because everyone jumped from WoW. Everyone's ending their subscription in protest too. Checking server status.
There it is. You have been placed in the queue.
Yeah. This queue will probably be going the entire time we record the podcast.
Easily.
Let's see. Next news story. Apex Legends new trailer shows off Sears intel gathering abilities. This is by Austin Goslin on Polygon.com. We've known about Apex Legends' newest champion for more than a week, but Respawn has only just now unveiled his exact ability kit. The reveal came part of the character's new introduction trailer, which continues the trend of making Sears look fantastic in all his previews. Just as Respawn has previously announced, Sears is all about gathering information for his team and using his micro drones to track enemies. His passive ability allows him to find enemies by their heartbeats, while his tactical ability will seek out nearby enemies and even interrupt them if they're doing something important. Finally, his ultimate ability will place a drone over an entire area that reveals anyone running or shooting inside it. While Sears is definitely the highlight of Apex Legends Season 10 Emergence, he isn't the only addition. The season will also include a big update to the World's Edge map, as well as ranked arenas and the new Rampage weapon. Sear will be released on August 3rd, along with all Apex Legends other Season 10 updates. But before his full release, here's a look at Sear's abilities and their official descriptions. His passive Heartseeker, hear and visualize the heartbeats of enemies within 75 miles while aiming down the sights. That's actually wild. So if you're just aiming down your sights in front of you, have you used them yet?
No, he does. That's tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow.
Time's a flat circle, so you know
Yeah, no, that'll be out for any Apex season update, character update that always comes out on a Tuesday. And for us, it's always around like 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then you never can play until like 3 o'clock because the servers are gonna go shit.
What do you think of his? And you've obviously seen.
I saw the trailer.
What do you think of his design?
Oh, he looks dope.
Yeah,
I didn't understand his abilities from the trailer. I didn't even see this yet. Yep. I usually read the patch notes every time a new season comes out, but I didn't read it this yet. For this season.
Yep.
So I didn't see what his abilities were before I watched the video.
He seems like the perfect sniper.
I had no fucking clue what he was doing in the trailer. He just looked dope.
Yeah.
But now he's just going to be, he's literally just going to be another, if you don't want to play Bloodhound, now you can play him.
Yeah.
If you don't want to play Bloodhound and you don't want to play Crypto, because no one plays Crypto anymore.
Because you said that with the Bloodhound, the developers came out and said this is why Sear won't make Bloodhound irrelevant. So they have differences?
Yeah, no, he's not going to make them irrelevant. Definitely not. Because people still love Bloodhound. Because if you're going to... Bloodhound's better in the aspect that his ultimate's way better.
Yeah.
This just tells you where everyone is around you. Bloodhound, you're already in the Beast of the Hunt.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the Beast of the Hunt. Every time you knock a guy, you get extra 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You can scan, like, your recharge for your scan.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of it being, whatever, 12 seconds, it's 2 seconds. So you scan. You run wicked fucking fast. The whole screen's gray,
except
and then
for the
enemies just pop up red.
Yeah.
So you literally just right to them, light them up, and then every time you knock a guy, you get an extra 5 seconds. The Beast of the Hunt will blow this ultimate out the water.
I agree. I think his ultimate's better, but how about his
passive?
He's
more of a passive, a passive recon.
Yep.
Bloodhound's an aggressive recon character.
Well, hear and visualize the heartbeat of enemies within 75.
See, that's decent, but like you just know where they are.
Yeah.
That doesn't help you kill anyone. Bloodhound,
when
you're in the Beast of the Hunt, that just... I mean, Bloodhound's passive, I think that just does the like the footprints or whatever.
Yeah,
it does. You know when someone's around you.
Or used to be there. His is more like you used to be there. Tactical focus of attention. Summon micro drones to emit a delayed blast that goes through walls, interrupting and revealing enemies. And then ultimate exhibit. Create a sphere of micro drones that reveal...
His tactical is almost the same thing as of Bloodhound's Eye of the Allfather.
Can his go through walls, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Create a cipher of micro drones that reveal the location of enemies moving quickly or firing their weapons within, and then it cuts
I think
them.
They're very similar, and just the only difference is Bloodhound's ultimate makes him aggressive.
Yeah.
You can be very aggressive with Bloodhound's ultimate. Because he's kind of a problem when he pulls up to you.
You can kind of scan them from further away and stay back and not have to.
Yeah, like, honestly, it would be better with sniping.
Yeah.
And it's good, because I've been trying to just go into lobbies and just try to play with whatever set I get. Like, if I get a good weapon set, I won't switch it out.
Yep.
And I've been using the snipers. I've been getting pretty solid with them.
Usually,
and I've been using them up close, like fighting with them in mid-battle, like quickscoping with them.
Never use a sniper.
I could never snipe
and now
before,
you like it.
But now I'm getting decent with it. I mean, it's probably because all the wingman work I've been doing, because that's single. It's almost like sniping with the wingman, but obviously it's a little faster because you're ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
But like, I just feel like slowing down and really aiming for the face, even if I'm moving around. Like,
oh, are you
I
saying
slow down my
people
aiming,
in the face
like,
works better?
Oh god, yeah. Oh god. But like, even though I'm moving around fast, because Apex is just so fast paced when you're in a fight. You still, like, if you actually take the time to, don't just shoot whenever, like, you think you're aiming at us. Like, if you really just wait, like, you can ding, ding. Like, just bang someone in 2 shots. Instead of shooting a whole clip, missing 6, and then having to reload and get burnt bodied, you know, you slow down, take a couple shots. If you're not hitting, switch your gun.
Yeah.
And, like, some people just get hung up on the same gun too much.
Yeah.
Like, you're almost there to kill them, and then you just can't hit that last shot.
Yeah.
Like, switch your fucking gun.
Well, you used to always look, or not you, but when we play, like, certain people we play with would look for a certain loadout. And that was all they would want.
But when you don't get it...
It fucks your whole rhythm
When
up.
You don't get it, and then when you don't get into a fight for a long time, and you're like the last squad, and you got to go up against someone that just fought 10 squads, you're going to get bodied. You're not ready for the fight.
Yeah, you didn't stretch.
So I've been trying to just do every gun I get and just try to get good at every gun.
Yeah, an overall player.
But I'm going to be pumped for this. Once I get out of work, this will be downloaded tomorrow, and then I might have to be on this for a little bit.
Oh,
it sucks, though. I can't play this while I'm in the freaking queue. That's what pisses me off.
So you could,
if I had a PS5, I could, because I'll just put the queue on PS5 and just play on that, and then fucking play Apex on my laptop while I wait.
Do you know how many times a PS5 went for sale this week? Or actually last week.
I'm not even biting.
Last week.
Not even biting.
New Pokemon Snap getting free DLC next week. Includes new Pokemon and arenas. This is by Derek Nichols on GamesRant.com. In a surprising announcement, Nintendo reveals a sizable free update coming next week to new Pokemon Snap, including new encounters and regions. Over 20 years since the original launch on the Nintendo 64, Switch owners finally got their wish with a brand new Pokemon Snap. Developed in collaboration with Bandai Namco, this new Pokemon Snap has already seen impressive sales numbers after its release back in April. A month after launch, the game has more than doubled the lifetime sales of the 1999 Classic, landing the third spot of April NPD sales charts behind MLB The Show 21 and Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Since then, new Pokemon Snap has been fairly quiet, making fans wonder if Nintendo or Bandai Namco had any further plans for the photograph game. Many first-party Nintendo games have enjoyed post-launch support, with Animal Crossing New Horizons quickly becoming the poster child for post-launch content. Not only has the game continued to release new events and updates, but Nintendo recently promised that more Animal Crossing updates were in development. After months of silence, Pokemon Snap fans finally got a concrete answer. In a surprising out-of-the-blue announcement, Nintendo reveals a sizable free update coming next week to new Pokemon Snap, releasing on August 3rd for all players. The update adds three new areas with both day and night versions to explore, as well as 20 Pokemon to photograph. Mighty Wide River takes players on a ride downstream, placing a focus on water Pokemon. Barren Wilderness features the Badlands of Valka Island, which emphasizes on ground, poison, and fire types. And finally, the secret side path of Florio Island Nature Park, which shrinks the Neo-1 to a tiny size, making the Pokemon found there appear gigantic. Along with the reveal came a two-minute trailer highlighting many of the new aspects, as well as tons of community-produced photographs. New Pokemon Snap players should be on the lookout for Pokemon with new behaviors, as well as those who have been hiding either underground or inside the rocky cliffs in areas like Barren Wilderness. So this is a game that we talked about, you know, all of our friends were excited for, and we didn't give a shit about.
Even Dev hit me up and was like, yo, he was like, I don't know why I was so excited for this game.
Right? Like, I
and he
still
was the one
don't
I was
get it.
Pumped. And he
I
was like, yeah.
Still don't
he was
get
like,
the Pokemon
yeah,
Snap
I don't know why I was so hyped.
I don't get it. It's almost like an on-the-rail shooter, but not as fun.
This update means nothing to me.
And the worst part is I totally feel like this game was developed in the idea that you're going to take cool photos, and you can share right online to your Twitter.
Yeah.
And they thought it was going to take over social media, where people are like, oh, I got to go out there and take great photos. I haven't seen a single person post a single photo from this game. And I follow, like, heavy Nintendo accounts.
Yeah.
I follow, like, heavy Pokemon accounts.
Yeah.
I have not seen anyone talk
you
shit
probably
about
follow
this
a bunch of, like, fake accounts like Bulbasaur, Squirtle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, just
yeah.
Charmander. And you
yeah.
probably
and
talk to
be
them.
Like, ooh, evolving today. LOL.
And you're like, hey, I'm happy for you, man. Hey.
You change their name to
Charmander. Finally
going to
be a Charmeleon, dude.
Yeah.
Hey.
Fucking, I can't
you
believe
you probably got a whole community of friends, huh? The whole region.
They're just, like, fake accounts I made up and then tweet at myself.
So you make them yourselves.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Schizophrenia.
That makes it better.
Yeah. No, and we're super close, all of us.
I bet you guys are.
No, this is why I they say, like, high sales numbers, but I don't see anyone talk about it. I have, like, a decent amount of people on Nintendo Switch.
It might
have
had a good first sales numbers, but
I feel like
shit's dropped.
Drops off the cliff. 100%. And, in fact, when they announced new content, I forgot this game even existed.
I saw that the other day on Facebook, and I was like, Pokemon Snap. I was like, I thought it was going to be something different, like Pokemon Unite or something. I was like, something's getting a new update. And then I seen Snap, and I was like, what the hell is Snap? And I was like, oh, shit, it's the picture game.
Yeah.
I was like, why is this still a thing?
I
literally said that when I saw the article. I was like, I hope Ken doesn't even bring it up, but you brought it up.
I'm sorry. I had to. It was like the only Nintendo news, you know?
You know how much breath you just wasted saying that fucking paragraph?
Pokemon Breathe. I think you're better off just getting fucking Pokemon Go.
Oh, gotcha.
Over Pokemon
Snap.
Yeah.
What the hell? Pokemon Go, you can catch people, battle people, do raids, and still take photos.
Yeah.
And then put them on your Twitter.
Why
make a game like this? Why? I don't even understand why it was created.
I'm telling you, the original Pokemon
Snap.
That might
have been fun back in 1995.
It wasn't even fun then.
But
like,
it might have been
a
little bit more fun because people probably weren't used to something like that back then.
Oh, that was like the first time you got to see a 3D Pokemon
in a game.
Exactly.
So that
might have
been cool back then. It might have been cool.
Yep.
But there was no need to remake that.
No. It's one of those games that people swear they want until they get it and realize, you know what?
Why did I even ask for this?
Yes.
They could have been...
What they should have done is honestly taken Pokemon Snap from the 64 and put that on the Nintendo Switch for like $8.
Yeah, they're something cheap. Maybe someone would have bought it.
Well, then you can... It's nostalgia at least. You know what I mean? Like...
I'd rather get those numbers a lot of people buying a nostalgic game over very little people buying this new game.
No, it sold really well.
Doesn't mean it's going to continue.
I don't think it has to, though. Once it makes its nut, it's good. No?
Yeah, but how much did it make? How much did it really profit off this?
I guarantee you a ton because it's Pokemon. Anything with the name Pokemon.
I mean, yeah, it's like one of the most popular things in the world.
It's literally,
and it's been for like 20 years.
It's literally, this isn't a joke, it is the most profitable IP in the entire, it makes more money than Disney. Pokemon makes more money than Disney. And Disney owns Marvel and Star Wars.
A lot of shit.
Yeah.
Is there ever going to be a point when Pokemon dies?
I don't think so. Think about it. I don't think so.
You don't
so.
Think there's ever going to be a generation of kids that just don't get into it?
Look what happened to Digimon when it tried. How big is Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh's still, yeah, it's still
it's
going.
Big, but it's not anywhere close to Pokemon.
I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh's
numbers.
Pretty still big.
It's big, but that's what, like, Yu-Gi-Oh is big, but it's not even comparable to
Pokemon. I never thought it hit Pokemon.
No. And I used to love
the Yu-Gi-Oh. Pokemon just have more personality.
It's, that's
I feel
the
like
problem.
That's what it was.
Because
the Yu-Gi-Oh monsters, they just come out to fight and then they're back.
And they're
Pokemon
just
stay with you and they have emotion.
Well, and again, there's...
Kids connect way more to the Pokemon show than the Yu-Gi-Oh show.
It's the anime, it's the movie, it's the manga.
Oh, the movies were fucking... The Mewtwo movie was nuts.
They have...
How many kids cried when they got turned to stone? How many kids?
That's what I'm saying. And
you don't cry in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Have you seen the remake? The Pokemon remake is on Netflix. No. They remade
the
movie.
Oh, yeah,
and
I've seen a couple episodes of that. I mean,
no, no, no.
It's the movie.
Yeah,
no, I remember.
And it's actually pretty decent.
Spenny tried to show me that. I remember that.
It's actually
pretty
decent.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's as good as the original.
Even the Entei movie I loved.
Oh, that's another. Even Pokemon 2000, right, with Lugia?
Yep.
Like, that's another. Like, they're
all the movies were crazy back then. I don't give a shit if they were on VHS.
They're bad now. I watched
no,
the Genesect
stop,
movie.
Stop,
no, I watched the Genesect
stop,
movie.
Stop.
No, no, I'm not saying the old ones are bad. I'm saying the newer ones they make.
Slander.
Oh, my bad.
Stop it.
It's crazy. I know. I'm
the only shit that we can talk shit about Pokemon is that stupid Sun and Moon. Because that shit was ass. Pokemon
Sun
and
Moon.
Sun and Moon
is
that's the only things I'll talk shit about Pokemon.
You know what's crazy? People love them.
I hate that freaking
game. Yeah.
That's the only thing I'll talk shit about Pokemon. That's it.
Are you ready for Diamond and Pearl this year?
Yeah, of course I'm ready, because that's the game that TA deleted my season, my ultimate season.
Who's the best starter in that?
It's tough. I usually go with Piplup.
Piplup's the...
I just,
to me, he's
Empoleon's
the cool
is
one.
Dope.
He's the coolest one.
Empoleon's dope.
Who's the grass for that? Is it...
It's like Turtwig.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, he's pretty cool. Torterra's all right.
And then...
I like Torterra better than I like Venusaur.
And then it's what? Topig or whatever?
Topig. And,
No,
it's not, that's not him.
Yeah, it is. Right? No, is that black and white?
Yeah.
God, why can't I think of...
I think he's Infernape. Monferno.
That's even worse.
Nah, Infernape's not that bad. I like Monferno, and I like... it's Chimchar.
Chimchar, yeah.
I don't mind Chimchar. I mean, Infernape's cooler than... he's definitely cooler than Topig's evolution.
Yep.
But I feel like after...
What is he, Emboar?
Yeah, Emboar. After Infernape, that's when the fire guys started getting whack.
No, I hate the fact that all fire become firefight.
Yeah, that's...
Like, after Blaziken, for some reason, they...
I mean, Blaziken, it was cool with Blaziken.
Blaziken's dope.
Blaziken's dope as hell.
Right. But for some reason, after Blaziken, they're like, everything has to be firefight.
That Emboar guy was just, like, too fat, like...
Yeah. Well, like, come on. You got a problem with all
right, we're
people?
Talking about Pokemon here.
Yeah.
He was just... I don't know. I didn't like him. But I always liked Empoleon. Infernape's not bad, but I like Empoleon. He's just dope.
Yeah, Empoleon's... He's in Pokken Tournament. That's how you know he's dope.
Yeah.
PS5's storage expansion update is more complicated than it needs to be. This is by Ari Notice on Kotaku.com. Today, in a new post on PlayStation website, Sony detailed how to expand SSD storage space for PlayStation 5. The process is, at least to those who don't have existing experience with this kind of stuff, potentially a head spinner. Sony first confirmed storage expansion for the PS5 back in November and noted that it would use an M.2 solid-state drive. There's also the wrinkle that the PS5 games need to run on an SSD. A mere hard drive simply isn't technologically cut out to run next-gen games, though it's possible to store and play PS4 games from an external drive for months. PS5 users have had to work with 667.2 gigabytes of storage capacity for PS5 games, despite an 825 gigabyte listing on the tin. For now, the ability to expand a PS5's SSD will roll out in a system update provided to so-called beta users. First, there are some prerequisites as to what drives you can and cannot store. Your limited capacity and can choose something that sports between 250 gigabytes and 4 terabytes of storage. The read speeds need to be at least 550 megabytes per second. The module itself has to be one of the 5 specific dimensions in length, 30mm, 42mm, 60mm, and 80mm, 110mm, and 22mm wide. Sony says a 25mm drive is not supported by the PS5. You also need one with the with this interface, PCIe Gen 4 X4 M.2 NMV SSD. I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah, that's just too much.
Then you'll need a heat sink, provided the drive you get doesn't have one built in. Here's an image. All right, so we don't have the image. So basically, they say like it's really hard, and then they provide you with like a four-slide thing on how to do it. And it's like really, it's you take the face plate off. There's like four screws you undo, and then they have a slot for it. So it's not, to me, it wasn't that complicated. The most complicated
part.
That
just seems like a lot of shit, though, just to put in a extra storage. Like, what the fuck?
It is. Because for the Xbox Series X, you just buy the chip and slot it in. It's got the port in the back.
I'm surprised they're not at a point where it's like almost like your Apple. Like, you go on PS5,
yep.
Your shit comes with a whatever. Even if it's cloud storage, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
You get a terabyte. Hey, you want to buy another terabyte for whatever, you know, 30 yep. bucks. How they do it on Apple.
Yep.
I don't know why it's not like that anymore.
Well, because then it would be streaming, and you'd have to stream games.
But it's like, this is ridiculous.
It's kind of crazy that the fact that you only have
the fact that you, yeah, I was going to say, 667 is a joke.
And not only that, it's almost going to be a year soon since it's been out. And this is still only going to beta users.
And now that these games are 150 plus, yes. It's
like, what, 3-4 games you got?
Literally.
Good thing the PS5 doesn't have any.
Literally.
Like,
I mean, that's, I don't know. That's why I'm not even that mad that I don't have one yet. Because
right.
Either way, I probably wouldn't be playing it much because there's nothing really crazy out.
Yep.
It has no storage. I won't be able to get any games anyway.
Right. Well, so
my PS4 will have more storage than that.
Like, PS5 does have, like, the Astral World. It has Miles Morales.
Nothing I can't play on my laptop.
Well, you can't play Astral World, right?
Am I that upset?
Yeah. Well, people love it.
But am I that upset?
Yeah. It plays PS4 games better, and it plays online games better. But again, you're a PC user, so for you, it's not the biggest deal breaker. And there's no need.
I need this console
yet.
There's not even any games on PS4 right now that I'm like dying to like replay. Like the only one I want to finish is Final Fantasy
the
Remastered.
Which
and
they have the updated
version. If I have time, I'd get back into Ghost of Tsushima, but...
You wouldn't.
I would, if I had the time.
Yeah, and then beat Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 9? Yeah. The list just gets longer, right?
Nah. You know, we don't have that much time.
The crazy thing is, people were going to Twitter and asking the Mark Cerny, the PS5 architect, who, like, basically designed the PS5. Like, they were waiting to see, yo, which one are you buying? Because we don't know if it's going to work. So he tweeted out, our solution to our very active 2-gamer PS5 household, his and hers SSDs, couple of awesome options for 7,000 megabytes, ended up putting my money down on this one, going to be sweet. So it's almost like he doesn't know. But he gave his blessing to the FireSuda 530 SSD made by Seagate on Sunday. The FireSuda has the heatsink, which you need. And it'll cost $170 for 500 megabytes, $275 for 1 terabyte. So this is more expensive than I think the Xbox one, because I think that one's $200 for 1 terabyte. Because again, I understand you're like, oh, it's only 1 terabyte, but it's the SSD built into it as well, and that's what it needs to be. So it's like my brother has the Xbox Series X too, and he's always texting me, oh, get this internal and then just download certain games on it. And if it has the Series X patch, download that to your system instead, and you'll save a ton. It's like, I don't fucking know. This is too much.
It's just too much.
And people try to make this
PS5
problem.
That's why I like my laptop.
Next gen.
I just download it, and if it says I need an update, I just update it, and I don't have to do anything crazy.
Yep.
I already have a good amount of storage. I have my internal RAM storage. I got my 1 terabyte, and those games on the PC aren't as big.
Yeah, which I don't get. Why isn't it as
big? I mean, some of them might be as big, but I don't download Warzone. Like, I don't continuously look for that update for Warzone. So that's the biggest one.
It's
Apexes
true.
Aren't that big.
I already deleted Warzone because it was 200 gigabytes. And
that's
I played it like twice.
I mean, I updated it like a month ago because D asked me to play, but I don't even... It's probably had 6 updates since I did that.
Yep.
So, and those are probably another 100 each.
Yeah,
and I haven't done it.
I can't justify that. I threw this one in. It's not on the docket, but that's all right. Ariana Grande is headlining Fortnite's next concert series. Last week, Epic Games teased that a record-breaking superstar would be performing in Fortnite's upcoming Rift Tour concert series, and now we know the mystery performer is none other than Ariana Grande. The 5-show concert series kicks off August 6th, and shows will run through August 8th. Epic recommends being ready in-game 60 minutes before any of the performances so you can jump into the Rift Tour playlist when it goes live 30 minutes ahead of showtime. Fortnite's events have filled up in the past. I personally miss Fortnite's The Device event in-game because I signed on too late, so I'd recommend showing up early for the Rift Tour show just in case. As for what you can expect from the show, building on and incorporating on other celebrated Fortnite moments, the Rift Tour will begin with experiences that pair popular tracks with moments based on elements from the game. According to Epic Games, players will be able to travel side by side with their friends on a journey to a magical new reality where Fortnite and Ariana collide. Epic will also be selling a skin based on Grande as part of the Icon series, which features real-world celebrities like LeBron James, Tyler, Ninja, Blevins. Grande's skin will go on sale August 4th. 100% I'm buying it. 100% I'm buying the Ariana Grande skin. This is just like Travis Scott. Remember Travis Scott had his...
I seen the thing for it on Facebook.
I believe it was... Ariana Grande was, I believe, in the court documents when Epic and Apple had that big legal battle, was supposed to be in last year. And then, obviously, stuff happened.
Yeah.
You know, this is where we saw Samus. We saw Naruto was supposed to be in it. And
I've been seeing more stuff about Naruto being in it.
So, and that would be the first anime character, I think, right?
That'd be
Rick
savage.
Is the 100...
Yeah,
I just got him.
Yeah.
I'm working on getting the toxic.
See, that pissed
Rick
me
skin.
Off when I got killed by when I was playing here and he killed me. I was like, oh, because he just looks so like cartoony. It's
yes.
just he literally scared the shit out of me when
you
I seen him.
You can actually see what the Naruto skin looks like. Like
oh,
you can
really?
See it. Like it's the image is there. Like it's leaked.
Yeah.
And it like you it looks weird.
Like
to
it
see,
popped
like,
out. Like he popped out when I seen him. Like
yeah.
he scared the shit out of me.
He
like,
looks like a different art style like compared to the rest of the game.
Like I wasn't even gonna shoot him because I thought it was like part of the game. Like I was like, oh my god. Like and then he just blasted me and I was like, what the hell.
Yeah, it's I got you. And then that does it for this week of After Hour Nerds podcast. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags.
You can find me on Splitgate because that's, I mean, until tomorrow. And then it'll be like back and forth.
Still in the queue, baby.
I already let him know that you're in the queue, so.
I'm in the fucking queue.
He said he's excited that the original dad bod is playing.
All right, well, that's just rude.
That's what he said. I mean, I didn't say it.